to do the mitzvah. Ki pligi, where the machloik is, the al beer. If you say like our nusach is, asher chrishon, which was a vitzivonu, al beer chomitz. Matzava mikora mashma. It's according to Rav Papi, that's no good, because it's mashma, we already did it. And that's not true. We're making the bracha before we do it. Umasava Rav Papa holds, lahabo mashma. No, it's also mashma lahabo, and therefore you could use this lashon of al beer chomitz, which also means we're going to destroy the chomitz. Tomorrow, Mesa, we have a kasha. We know the bracha is al hamila. We say baruch hashem kirishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu al hamila. We make a bracha al hamila, and we make the bracha before we do the mila. So if you're going to tell me like Rav Papi that al means it was done already, how could we make a bracha the mila was done already if we're first going to do the mila? So this should be a riot to Rav Papa that al also means that we're going to do. So the Mara Hossam by mila is different. Hechi nemi, how could we say, what other nusach, what other lashon could we say? Neim lomul, should we say, asher kidishanu bevetzvayse vitzivonu, lomul. May you make the bracha of samur lamed, lomul. So the Gemara, that's not true. Lomul will be mashma, that any moyel that's doing the mila, he has the tzivu, he's mechuyev to do the mila. For the Gemara, is that true? Loisagi delav iu moel, does it have to be that this moel, he has to do the mila? The ikar din mila is upon the father. If the father doesn't want to do it, he can give it to any moel he wants. But it doesn't pass for the moel to make the bracha lomul. Lomul means, asher kedishan l'akodesh baruch hu gave me, told me the moel, I have to do it. It's not true, you don't have to do it, someone else could also do it. Therefore, by mila, we cannot say the loshen lomul. Therefore, we say the loshen al hamila. So the top Tosfos says, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, lishova mashma tfei melabo. Then according to everybody, al beer or al hamila also could mean in the future tense we're going to do it. Just Rav Papi holds it's more mashma that it was done already. Therefore, if you have a choice to say levayer or al beer, he says it's better to say levayer, which 100% means you're going to do it, rather than saying al beer, which only means a little bit you're going to do. It's mashma more, it was already done. But you can't say, according to him, it's 100% Lashon that it was already done. Because if it's 100% Lashon was already done, what's the Gemara's teretz now by Mila? The reason why we say Ala Mila is because we can't say the word Lomo. So what? If you can't say the word Lomo, but you have no right to say a Sheker. If Al HaMila means it was already done, Sa'akub when your Moel goes to make a Mila now, he says, Al HaMila, it's a Sheker. You're saying you're making a bracha now that you're going to do the Mila, and you're saying that it was already done, and it wasn't done yet. You're first going to do it. So therefore, Tosfos says, treat the even according to the first man, the Yama. Al could also mean future tense, you're going to do it. Just say, oh, this more mashma was already done. Therefore, if you have a choice with the Lashon of Levayr, or else Al-Bir, say the Lashon Levayr. So Mara says, by Mila also, how come we say Al-Mila? So the Mara answers, of course, we can't say the Lashon of Lomul. That would be mashma that this Moyel has to do the Mila, and that's not true. Therefore, according to everybody, we understand why we say Al HaMila. Because Al HaMila does mean a little bit in the future tense. So if you have no other choice, you could say Al HaMila. What about Aviha ben Mayik Lameimah? What about if the father is going to be the Moel? Now, when the father makes the Mila himself on his son, he has the Chiyuv to make the Mila. So he could say the Lashon Lomul. So according to Rav Papi Yitzhver, if Lomul is mashma much, much more future tense, then Al HaMila, when the father does the Mila, he should say the Lashon Lomul. And for the Gemara, Einoch Naim is taka true. When the father makes the bracha, he's supposed to make a bracha Lomul. And that's the way the Rambam paskins, that if the father makes, is the Moil, he makes the bracha Lomul. Asher Ketom Tzavot Tzavonu, Lomul. Yeah. For the Gemara Meis, we have another kasha. Another Nusach HaBracha is, Baruch Asher Kedishonu Bevetzvayso Vetzivonu Al HaShchita. When we make a bracha on the Shchita, we say Al HaShchita. There's also a kasha on Rav Papi. Rav Papi holds that Al is mashma, it was already done. So how could we say Al HaShchita when we're first going to do it? We should say Lishchot, we should say, according to Rav Papi. How come we say Al HaShchita? And the Gemara here also. Hosam Nami here also. Hechi Nemi. What other Nusach, what other Lashon could you say by the bracha on Shchita? Neima Lishchot. If you're going to tell Mashiach, it's almost a Tzivonu Lishchot. The mashma Havit Tzivar was commanded to make the Shchita to slaughter this animal. So tomorrow, Loi Sagid Laviu Shochet, is that true? Does this Shochet have a chiyuv to make the Shchita? There's no such tzivui. Nobody has a commandment, you have to make the Shchita. Whoever wants to can make the Shchita. So therefore, a moya or sheikha does not allow to make the bracha lishchit, which would be mashma, I was committed to make the shchita. So that's why he has to make the bracha ala shchita. And again, my Tosfos says that according to everybody, al could also mean a little bit in the future tense. So when you have no other way to say it, you are allowed to say ala shchita, which means in the future I'm going to make the shchita. So at the Gemara, what are you going to say about Pesach v'kodeshim ma'ikul meima? What about when the Bailam brings a korban Pesach? Or else tam kodeshim, that the Loch Rashi says Pesach v'kodeshim ha Bailam mitzavu. The Bailam, the person that owns this korban, is bringing it to make the shchita, really goes upon him. He has the commandment to make the shchita. The pasuk says v'somach yode v'shochat, that the owner has to first make smicha, he has to put his hand on top of the animal, on top of the korban, and then he's supposed to make the shchita. But the halacha by kodshim is shchita is kosher bizarre. You don't have to be a kohen to make the shchita. The halacha is of kohen first starts after shchita. When you mekabel the dam, receive the dam, you have to be a kohen. So therefore, the owner really has the chiyuv to make the shchita. So in the case when the owner of the korban makes the shchita, why does he make the loshin? Allah shchita, Yerush should make the loshin lishchait. So Gemara Enochanami is like a true, it's like a right. When the owner by a korban makes the shchita, he makes the lashon of lishchit, because he has the commandment to do it. So it's good he can make this lashon. The Gemara makes, they have another kasha. There's a loch also in sukkah. Somebody makes the lulav. In other words, he makes the agad. He ties it together before sukkis. Is mavarach shechiyano v'timano v'yano lazman hazeh. This is one brisa. We don't fear zech like this. We first make the shechiyano b'shas, we do the mitzvah. But here the bride holds that the bracha shechiyano you make even before you do the mitzvah, even on erev sukkis. Whenever you put the lulav together, that's when you make a shechiyano. Then not lulav says boy on yom tif, when you take it the first day sukkis to do the mitzvah lulav. Oimer, what bracha do we say? Asher kedishano b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. So again we see the lashon is al. This again is a kasha according to Rav Papi. That Rav Papi said by chometz the bracha is levar chometz, because he owes al is mashmi was already done. So how could you make a bracha here al matilas lulav if you didn't do it yet? And the Gemara shani hosam lulav tak is different. I'll tell you the beidna the agva nofak bay, because really when a person picks up the lulav even before he makes the bracha, he is mekayim the mitzvah. So when you pick it up, as soon as you pick it up, you're mekayim the mitzvah. So here you can make the bracha al matilas lulav, because it's like a true, you already did the mitzvah. For at Yomari Hochi, that's true. Lot says boy, why does the Braisa say, you pick up the lulav, Lot says boy, to go do the mitzvah. It's mashmi, you didn't do the mitzvah yet, you're picking it up now to go and do the mitzvah. For at Yomari Yotzami boy, it should have said, you already Yotza, you already won the mitzvah. So the Mareinachanam, it's like a true. As soon as you pick up the lulav, really, if you're mechaven then to do the mitzvah, and you hold the lulav and esrog the right way, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. Enochanami. Now, why does the Mishnah say, or why does the Bryce say, I'm picking it up to go do the mitzvah, mashmi, you didn't do it yet? Or mishum the kaboy the Mishnah Sefer? Because it says in the same Bryce Sefer, the end of the Bryce. Because at the end of the Bryce, it says a lashin, you are going to do the mitzvah. Even though really by lulav, as soon as you picked it up, and you had das, and you're holding it the right way, you mekayim the mitzvah. We'll soon see, obviously, how could you make the bracha? You're supposed to make the bracha before you do the mitzvahs. So how come the bracha holds here that you mekayim the mitzvah right away as soon as you pick it up, and still you can make a bracha? I will soon see Tosfos. But the Gemara is answering now that the reason why the bracha says such a lashon, Lot says that I'm going to do the mitzvah, even though you already did it, mishum seifa. Because the seifa says, leisha basuka. The seifa says that before you sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha leisha basuka. Is mele tone reisha nami lotzeis boy. Therefore, the reisha also talks about that you're going to do the mitzvah. Now, what exactly is the sefer? The tani sefer, the sefer says, the end of the braisa says, hoisa sukkah liatzmai. If somebody even before sukkahs, he goes and makes the sukkah. Chais moitzoyim kippah, you go and build your sukkah. Is the loch emikir radin oimer borachato Hashem sheikh yonu vikimonu vikyonu lazman azir. Really, b'shach, you build the sukkah, and you finish building it, you should make a shech yonu. Again, we don't do like this. We rather wait until we do the mitzvah, sit inside the sukkah. That's when we make the shech yonu. But really, you could make the shech yonu as soon as you build it. Nichnas leishevbo, you are coming into the sukkah now with das to go sit down there. So you didn't sit down yet, you're just coming in now. Oimer, you make the bracha, baruch hashech yishanu v'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu leishev basukkah. Here it's good. You don't say al shiva sukkah. You say le shiva sukkah. Because you're first coming in now, al manas, to sit down. Mashma, sitting down in the sukkah, that's the ikar mitzvah. So before you go to sit down, you make the bracha le shiva sukkah. I'm going to sit down to be mekayim the mitzvah. So since the end of the braisa is talking about that I'm going to do the mitzvah, that's why at the beginning when it says you pick up this lulav, like Almanas Lot says, to go do the mitzvah, even though as soon as you picked it up, you really did the mitzvah, it says this lashon because of the sefer. Yeah. But still, we're saying now that really Rav Papi still holds his shita, that whenever you have a choice to say al or lamid, you should say a lamid, levayir, because levayir means lahaboy, you're going to do, and al, according to him, means it was already done. Therefore, it's not nice to say al, it's lo mashma, you already did it, and really you didn't do it. That's Rav Papi's svara. So the Gemara of the Hilchasa though, what's the maskana though? What do we hold halacha? The Hilchasa, no, we don't hold like Rav Papi, we hold like Rav Papa. That the halacha is al bir chometz. That the halacha is you have to make the bracha al bir chometz. In other words, we hold like Rav Papa that the lashon of al bir chometz also means we're in the future tense. I'm going to destroy the chometz. Therefore, you could always make a bracha al bir chometz because it means future tense. That's the way we hold. So now it's a question, now that we pass him like Rav Papa, now it's a shalom, what about Birchas on Mila? The Gemara before said, when the father makes the Mila, he makes the Bracha Lomul, the Lachur, that was only according to Rav Papi, that he held, it's always better to say a Lamid than to say Al. But the Lachur Lofri Emes now, Fidim Askana, we're passing like Rav Papa, that even though by Bir Chometz, you have a choice really, you could say Levari Chometz, still the Lachur is, you're supposed to do like Rav Papa, and say Al Bir Chometz. So it's mashma that al bir is mamish like 100% future tense. So now the machaba passes even by mila. Even if the father makes the mila, still he makes the bracha al hamila. Because al hamila lalach is 100% future tense. So therefore we don't make any shinu different lashon to say, when a regular male does the mila, he makes al hamila. When the father, different lashon. No, the fiyamis is only one lashon, al hamila. That's the way the machaba passes. Now Tosfos talks about lulav. The third taste of it is Midna the Yagba. The Gemara says as soon as you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah. The Im Taimer Frek taste of it is Kivan the Nothik, if you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. Hech Yivarech, how can we make the bracha after we picked it up? Like we'll soon see the Gemara. The klal is we always, on Birchas HaMitzvahs, you have to make the bracha before you did the mitzvah. If you already did the mitzvah, you can't make the bracha. If you're ready, Mekayim, the mitzvah shofar, afterwards, he can't make a bracha anymore. So hurry here, if you pick up the lulav, you Mekayim, the mitzvah right away, la locha, how can we ever make a bracha? We're only allowed to make the bracha before we do the mitzvah. So the Yemari, one terrorist place says is, afagav the nothak, even though true, we Mekayim, the mitzvah, avakati oisik be mitzvah, shesaruch lalaneya brekriya sahalom. That's not considered the mitzvah was finished 100%, because part of the mitzvah's lulav is to shake it. When do we shake it? Bishas halom. So Kozuman, we didn't finish shaking it, we're still called like being Oisik in the mitzvah. So Kozuman, you're Oisik in the mitzvah, you can also make a bracha. So therefore, Kozuman, like you're holding the lulav, and you didn't finish putting it down yet, that's what it's still called, you're doing the mitzvah. I got this little shtick of riot for Steinbuch. He wants to say that some people might make the bracha, their bench lulav, in the morning before davening. And they want to do davening as soon as possible. They're doing the sukkah, and then they come to davening. He once said it's a big inyan to say the brachas on lulav b'shas halal, right before you say halal. It's not kedai to make the bracha in the morning before davening. You're better off first making the bracha later, right before halal. Because this place is mashmahiyam that calls the man you're holding the lulav and you're going to shake the lulav. It's considered one big mitzvah, like the mitzvah is still going on. So therefore, it's better off to make the bracha and do the mitzvah longer. Then rather, if you do the bracha in the morning, so that's the whole mitzvah. As soon as you put it down, you like finish the mitzvah, the minute's finished already. So midrash, you did the mitzvah. When you pick it up, leila v'halel, good, midrabbanon is needing to hold it then, b'shach ninuim, but it's not considered you're still doing the mitzvah anymore. Because pshita, once you put it down, you finish the mitzvah. But if you first make the bracha right before halel, so you're making the bracha, and it's in your hand. Calls the man, it's in your hand, since you're still doing the noom with it, it's considered the mitzvah is still going on. That's what Tosfos says, that even though really, when you pick up the lulav, you mekayim the mitzvah, but calls the man, you didn't put it down yet. You're still holding it to shake it, you can still make the bracha now. Because it's considered like the mitzvah is still going on. So therefore, it's kedai to make the bracha later, like you have a longer mitzvah then. And that's the ikka mitzvah, it's kedai to be mekayim the mitzvah as long as possible. Alright, that's his chiddush. My Kofran Tosfos holds though, that calls the man, you're holding the lulav, you didn't put it down yet, it's a kima mitzvah. Another territory that is kasher, the famous, what we always do is, when we pick up the esrog, usually first we turn it upside down. So therefore, since we're not holding it derech yiduloi, it's not called to be mekayim de mitzvah. So first we hold the esrog upside down, then we make the bracha. So right now we weren't mekayim de mitzvah yet. So the bracha is before we do the mitzvah. Then we turn the esrog the regular way, and then you mekayim de mitzvah. That's what we do. Good. Moravite. Tomorrow, the Kula Yalma, though, according to everybody, Amiyo Mikara Bin Lavruchin, everybody holds here that the bracha has to be done before the mitzvah. And therefore, the Lashon of bracha should be mashma, I'm going to do the mitzvah. How do we know this? How do we know that such a yisoid that brachas and mitzvahs have to be said before you do the mitzvah? Tomorrow, the Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Kol Ha Mitzvahs, Mevorach Alein Oyvel Asiyosin. That's the klal, Enechanami. The Rav Yehuda said it that the yisoid of brachas and mitzvahs is before we do the mitzvah, we have to make the bracha. And the Farshan explained it because the yisoid of brachas and mitzvahs is, it's a hachono. Is that's the way you're preparing yourself before you do the mitzvah. So pshita, you have to prepare yourself before you do the mitzvah. For the Gemara, my mashmina, the high oiver, lishtim yaktumehu, how do we know, even his lashon, of Yehuda Mashmul's lashon was, kol ha-mitzvah levarach lehem oiver lasiyosim. How do we know what the word oiver means? How do we know it means before? My mashma, the high oiver, lishtim yaktumehu. How do we know the oiver means something that's done before? Like before we do it, we should make the bracha. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, the Yom HaKroa, the Pasuk says, Vayoretz achimayetz, derech hakikor, vayavarez hakushi. He passed over the kushi. Mashma vayavar means he was before it, and he ran in front of him. He was before him. You see, vayavar means before. Abayor Mehokov in this Pasuk, v'yuovar lefneim, he went in front of them. So mashma over means in front, before, that's called over. V'yuovar mehokov, vayavar malochim lefneim v'ashem b'roishim. They went in front, and Hashem was in front of them. So mashma loshen ovar is the mashma ovar always means in front. Mar beirav amri chutz min atzvila. Even though Rav Yudah Maran said a klal, all by mitzvahs, we make the bracha first before we do the mitzvah. But when you tovel in the mikvah, there it's different. There you make the bracha after you come out of the mikvah. The shofar. And no adin by shofar, you make the bracha after you hear the shofar. For the more vishloim atzvila, vishtom I understand atzvila, the akati garvu lechazi. A person is not chazi yet, like a monashach. If it's talking about a tefillah ger, so before he went to the mikveh, he's a guy, so he can't make a bracha. He can first make the bracha after he comes out of the mikveh. If it's talking about the person that's tomei, a balkeri lemashum, a balkeri is also to say brachas, he can't learn Torah. So therefore, before he goes to the mikveh, he's not allowed to make the bracha. So therefore, first he has to go to the mikveh, mi'ikir adin, and then he can make the bracha. The zman azeh, when noig a balkeri, is allowed to make brachas. We're not learning that chumrah, like the Gemara bracha says. But Mikra Adin is a takonam from the Konis Ezra that a Balkari can't say brachas, can't learn Torah, until he first goes to the mikvah. So when he goes to the mikvah, he can't make the bracha before he goes, because he can't make the bracha yet. Therefore, by tefillah, by going to the mikvah, we understand why he makes the bracha afterwards. Ela shofar my timer. But by the mitzvah of blowing the shofar, why can't you make the bracha before? What's wrong? What are you saying here? We make the bracha afterwards. My timer. The chitayna maybe will answer me. Mishum dilma mekalkulot kiyom, because maybe he won't know how to blow good. Like, not everybody can blow. So he'll make the brachim, and then he'll start blowing the shofar, boo boo, and none comes out. He's not the kind of the mitzvah, so the brachim of Atollah. So maybe that's the reason why you don't make the brachim. The more that's not saying the right, Iyahokhiya bazoid. A lot of mitzvahs are that way. Afilu shchita milonami. When a shrecha goes to make a shchita, to make a brachim, maybe it's a trefum. Maybe he won't do the mila good, maybe he'll slip. He won't do a good shchita. So how could you ever make a brachim? Elamai, we now mourn that since you hold, you could do it, and you're going to do the mitzvah now, avad, you do the mitzvah. If you're a tekeya, mistami, you know how to blow. So you zecha blow the shaita, you could make the brachim. Tzad Gemara, Elo Amir Avchiz, the Teretz is, Enechnami, chutz mena tefillah, bilvad. All he meant to say is only tefillah. That's the only mitzvah that we only make the bracha after we're tovel. And Itma, Matanya Namiyoki, you have a raya for this also. We learned another brace also like this. That Toval Viola, a person is Toval in the mikvah. First he has going on about Keri. Viola, and he comes up. Is Baliyosa, after he comes up, Oimer, Baruch Hashem, Kedishavim, and Toysa, Visivanu Allah Tfilah. So you see, after he's Toival, that's when he makes the Brochon. This is the only exception, only by Tfilah. So Toysak, it says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Vishayim Magoin, Dafka, Batfilah's Ger. The Gemara is already talking about a ger, a guy that was a goy. And now he comes a ger, he has to make the bracha later. Lechazi koidim tefillah, lechmotz lemeim v'tzivon, lechati lorchuyum. Have a shachai v'tefillah, going balakari, they could.
That's what Tais says, not like that. The Leiza Amari, Ein Lagaya Benoshe Shavarcha Sakhmas Fila, Kiv the Gafilas Gerd, Le Moslavarach Le Chilkum, the Chain of Til Shadayim, Le Chilkum Benatila Shalacha Besakise, Le Moslavarach Kaidim. That was like a light plug. Since there are certain times when you're table in the mikvah, you're not roy to make the bracha before, you have to make a bracha later. Like a ger, that's why when an isha, that's a nida. When she goes to the mikvah, also the minig is to make the bracha after the tefillah. Even though a nida could make a bracha before the tefillah, but since when there is a light plug, whenever you go table, to make the bracha afterwards. The same thing by Antila Shadayim. We make the bracha on Antila Shadayim after we wash our hands. So Tais says, this time when you went to a Beis HaKisei and you come out, before you wash your hands, you're not allowed to make a bracha. Your hands like a dirty tummy. You can't make a bracha. It's good why first you have to wash your hands, then make al-til shadayim. Rashi Tais holds we make an al-til shadayim when we come out of the Beis Kisei. We don't know you that way. But I call upon him, but what about before eating though? Before we go to eat bread, we wash our hands. Now before we wash hands, we could make a bracha. Our hands are not tummy then. We're allowed to make a bracha before you wash your hands. So how come when we go to wash hands for eating, first we wash and then we make al-til shadayim? The Chura, we should first make the bracha. That's why it's also a light plug. Since there are certain times when you wash your hands, you can't make the bracha before you wash your hands. Therefore, we always make the bracha after we wash our hands. Another test, is that's what the lochi is supposed to make the bracha before you wipe your hands. Because some say the mitzvah of the Sil Shadayim is not finished until you wipe your hands. But if somebody just washes his hands and doesn't wipe them, it's not a good thing. It's a terrible thing. The Mar says in the brachas that. If somebody eats the bread before he wipes his hands, it's like eating a tummy to gazach. So therefore, calls the man you didn't wipe your hands yet, and still consider the mitzvah is going on. Therefore, that's how a minig is, that first we wash our hands, then we make the bracha al tilo shadayim, and then we wipe our hands. So you should make the bracha before you wipe your hands. That's considered like you're doing the bracha before the mitzvah is finished. But so Lamaisa, the Rishonim go through, it's interesting that different brachas have different nusachs. Some bracha we say al natilas shadayim, al natilas lulav. We say some brachas we say lamed. By tefillin we say loho niyach tefillin. So the Rishonim go to say, some Rishonim say there is a tam why on certain mitzvahs we make a bracha loho niyach tefillin, and certain brachas we make a bracha al hamila. Say al hamigila. Or by shayf we say l'shmoya kol shayfim. How come certain brachas are al, certain brachas are shayfim? The Rishonim go to say tshuutzim. Some say it's totally if the mitzvah is done right away, or the mitzvah is done and it takes a long time. Like leishay basuka, it takes a long time for you carry the mitzvah, so you make a lamid. A bracha you do right away, it's al. And some say different svaras are, but there are svaras we showing them why. How come certain brachas we say with leishay basuka with a lamid, and certain brachas we say al mutilah shadayim. More vayta. The Mishnah says, Lor Haner, B'shash you make the B'dika on Leil, Arba Osa, the night of Erev Pesach, you're supposed to use the Or Haner candle. For the Menohan Emili, how do you know you're supposed to use the candle? Omer Rav Chizda, Lamavno Mitzia. So this is one of the Ran's Rai's, that Mashmah B'dika's Chometz is Midi Raisa. At least the Rashi says in the Mishnah. Because Mashmah, you have to have Psukim, that there's an Inyan to do a B'dika, and B'shash B'dika, you're supposed to use an Or Haner. Mashmah's Midi Raisa, the way Rashi learns. That if a person did not make a bitul chometz, he was not mavatlis chometz, he can make a bedika, and with the bedika, you mekayim most of the mitzvah tashbisum. You bedik, you check out the chometz, and then anything you find, you go and burn, that's also key with the mitzvah tashbisum. Now how do we know if you want to do with bedika, you have to use a candle? Lamadnu mitziyah mitziyah. We learn out from the word mitziyah here, from another word mitziyah. Or mitziyah mechipus. And another place it says the word mitziyah, and it also says chipus there. We'll soon see the psukim. Vechipus, mechipus, vechipus, meneros. Another pasuk says chipus, and it also says the word neros there. Veneros mener. And another pasuk that says neros, it says in there means one candle. That's how we know you have to check the chometz with one candle. Zumar mitziyah mitziyah. What's the first limud? Ksiv hocha. Here by Pesach it says, shivas yomim solei masav v'techem. For 7 days don't find sor in your house. So it says losh mitziyah. Uksiv hosam vayechapes vagodel heichel uvakoten kilo vayimotzei. So it says there also by Yosef he found the gviyah in he looked and he found it. It says loshin mitziyah. It says loshin chipus. So melech like it says the word chipus by chometz also. Now mitziyah mechipus today the chipus neiros. Another plastic says the word chipus and it says neiros there also. The siv vayisahi ech pois es Yerushalayim. I'll check over Yerushalayim. The neiros. So see, it says loshin chipus and it says loshin neiros. So that if by chametz also it says the lashon mitzriyah, and then we learn out from chippus, but now we're learning as if it says neiris also. The neiris miner, I neiris mashma, few candles. No, it also says the word ner. The chsiv nazal pasuk says ner olakim nishmas odim. Chayfa is kol chadrei botin. The Kodesh Baruch Hu checks all the insides of the person with a ner. So you see, a ner is for chippus. So that's how we know that by bedikas chametz it says mitzriyah and chippus. How do you check with a chippus? With a ner. Matana the Rabbi Shmuel, Leil Yudalit, the night of Erev Pesach, Boedikim Esa Chometz, you're supposed to check your house for Chometz, Lor HaNer, you're supposed to use a candlelight. Afal Pishen Rai Ladov, even though I don't have 100% Raya, of a Zeich Ladov, it's like in a Smachta, I can learn out from these Tzukim. Zeich means there's a remembrance here. Shenema the Pesach says by Chometz, Shivas Yomim Sor Lo Yimotzei, you should not find Chometz in your house for 7 days. For Yom another pasuk says, "Vayechapes begodol hechel v'katan kilo." For Yom another pasuk says, "Vayesli echpes esishlein b'neiros." She learned out mitziyah from chippus from neiros. For Yom another pasuk says, "Neir lakim nishmasadim chayfish." For the Gemara, mind the Yomer. What about that? The second pasuk for it already says the word neiros by Yishlayim. What about that? Another pasuk for neir lakim nishmasadim. V'chitay mahay v'esihi. Kulahu become Rachmon. I'll tell you, maybe by Yerushalayim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked over Yerushalayim, he was making a little, he was very lenient there. Why? It means like this. Leibadikna love Yerushalayim v'nhura davukam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not check out Yerushalayim, means the people living there, with a big torch. The nafesh nura tuva, it's too light. Ela v'nhura the shagra, the zutra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only checked out Yerushalayim with a small light. Nuhura, what does that mean? The zutra nura, tvei. The oven, Rabba Mishtakach, means that Kodesh Baruch Hu looked over your shrine to see if there's zeichom, if they have a virus or not. So if you look with a small light, you can only find a little bit. So that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can find much more. So, Zutnu, the tzvei, the oven, Rabba Mishtakach, the oven, Zutloi Mishtakach. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was lenient with your shrine. He didn't want to use Navuk, he didn't want to use a torch. Because if it looked like a torch, it means with a lot of light, then he'll find a lot of Averis that Klai Yisrael were doing. He was naked with them, and he only looked through them with an air, with a candle. So you have L'Rai from here, that when you have to check something, you have to use a candle. Maybe when you have to check Chippush, look for something, you could use a torch. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu use a torch? When he looked after Yishlayim, he wanted to be lenient on them. Like, he didn't want to find so many Averis they did. But really, you could use a torch when you have to do a chippus for checking. Therefore, I bring another raya, Toshima, Ner Hashem Nismasodim. No. And here it says also, Chayfish Kol Chadri Botin. Here it says, Tzila, Kodesh Baruch Hu is checking into Kol Chadri Botin. He's looking inside everybody. He's really looking inside us. Still, it says a lashon of a ner. So you see, when you have to make a chippus to check for something, there's an inyan to use only a candle. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Boidkim Lor Hachama. You're not allowed to make a bdika with the light of the chamer alone. Now, what does it mean, the chamer? At night time, when you're supposed to do it, there's no sun out anymore. So, of course, this means, even in the case where a person did not make the bdika, leil larbosom. At night, Erev Pesach is too busy, he forgot to make the bdika. So, the locker is, the next morning, on Erev Pesach, he's supposed to make the bdika. So, I would think, if somebody does it now, on Erev Pesach, he doesn't have to use a torch, he could use the chamer, let him just use the light of the sun. If a person is doing a attack at night, Leil Erev Pesach, how do I know he can't be samech on the light that comes out of the moon? How do I know? You can't do that. You can't do that either. For Leil Lior Havuka, you're not allowed to use a torch. You can't have too much light. Elul Lior HaNer. No, the mitzvah is, but Avka, to use the light from one candle. Lior HaNer, that's good. More than that is no good.